Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. It is our midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show for Wednesday, the 27th of March, 2013. We're live noon to 1 each weekday on the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, with live streaming on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And we post the program again to my website along with TucsonCitizen.com and TucsonSentinel.com. On today's program, another jam-packed program as usual. We'll get things rolling with the head of the RTA's Main Street program, 20 minutes past the hour, a top official of the proposed Rosemont Copper Mine will join us. 30 minutes past the hour, the Buckmaster Show contributor on Wildcat Sports, Anthony Gimeno, who is with TucsonCitizen.com. He'll preview the big matchup tomorrow night between the Cats and the Buckeyes in the Sweet 16 NCAA tournament. Then we close out the show talking about a new push to find retired greyhound dogs a new start in life with a new home. The Buckmaster Show live line, 790-2040. You are welcome to join at any time. Well, the disruption of road construction is always a challenge for any business. In efforts to make things a little easier for those businesses, there is the Main Street Business Assistance Program, which was established under the 20-year Regional Transportation Authority, which next month in May, well, actually, it will be in May, not next month. Next month's April. But in May, celebrates its 7th anniversary. And joining us on the Buckmaster Show, live in studio, Britton Dornquist, the program manager for Main Street, which employs 10 private sector consultants who have deep business ownership and management expertise. Britton, good to see you. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks. Good to see you, Bill.
Tell me a little bit about the services that are available under the Main Street program.
Well, our program really is four legs of a stool. We do an informational liaison component, which is working with the businesses before any project starts, getting out there and getting them engaged with the information that is necessary about the project so that they're fully aware of what's happening as design projects move along. There's the construction ombudsman component, where we work with the businesses in the actual construction area during that time when they're building the project, and that's when you're pointing out little fires that occur and crop up all the time. We have our direct consulting component, where you were just referring to our private sector consultants. They can come in and work with the businesses on the business itself and the key areas within the business and prepare for the construction. Idea being, get your business as strong as possible and grow as much as possible in preparation for that day when the construction begins, and hopefully it'll even carry on beyond the construction. And the last leg of the stool is all of our resources and support. We have a directory, we do workshops, we have modules that are very specific in areas like social media, Hispanic marketing, and on and on and on, which you can take and utilize those independently as well. So it's the combination of all four of those things that come together to make our program, each very important.
Britton Dornquist with us from the Main Street program. Britton, tell me a little bit about the track record. How about keeping businesses alive? What can you do for them? You can't really give them financial support. And we should point out that Main Street program, if someone, a business, chooses to join, there's no cost for that.
That's correct. Our program was part of the plan. There is no cost or fees associated. There's no bait and switch. There are a few exemptions that we cannot provide within our program. And, of course, the big one is direct compensation. It's a violation of the state gift clause. We also don't do anything in the areas of legal services or tax deferment. And we also don't do individualized advertising. You can't advertise your way to business success. And there's not enough money in our program to provide that on all the projects. We'll work with about 10,000 businesses over the course of the 20-year program. And to date, we've worked with about 4,500, probably 4,600 at this stage. Our success has been real strong for everybody that has worked with us. We've not had a single business close as a result of the construction impacts. That's not to say there won't be businesses that will close before construction or after construction due to a myriad of issues that exist within existing businesses. 80% of all small businesses fail in that first 5 years. So it's really tough out there. We just don't want it to be a public project that was what pushed them over the edge.
Britton, let me ask you about, you've got some big projects coming up, I-10 at INA, and of course the Grant Road project, which is a kind of an ongoing project over the next dozen or so years. So there's going to be a lot of impact on businesses along Grant. Where does that stand right now, that process?
Well, Grant Road is chopped up into six projects. So the way they structured it and phased it, again, like cash flow in a business, the money comes in over the course of the RTA plan. It's not all front-loaded. And they're working on INA and Oracle as we speak. That'll be finishing up this early fall. They've begun design for the next segment, which runs from Stone to Park. That'll take a good year or more, and then they'll be involved with all the real estate-related activities of acquisition and things associated to that nature, and they'll build it. So the key was to build it in chunks that are manageable, and not only in terms of, I mean, the impacts, but which there are, trust me, but by having these breaks and gaps, and then they move from one end of the corridor to the other, which also gives the businesses reprieve as they come back online. So basically, you got to get through a year, year and a half, depending on the phasing for those types of projects. And if businesses prepare and they do all the things necessary leading up to it and work with our team, and, you know, again, there's no magic bullet. There's a lot of little individual things that you need to do collectively that can make a difference. They can get through it.
Britton, how about a business that decides, well, maybe I just would like to relocate? Do you help them with that service?
No, that's all handled by the property departments within the jurisdiction. So the right-of-way services, relocations, acquisition, all of that kind of stuff occurs by the professionals that work within those organizations. We do provide additional hours of consulting on our team for any business that is relocated, including additional hours when they're moved to their new location to help them with their grand reopening. We have about 22 different variables that goes into a computer program we design that looks at the impacts on a business. Not every business is down in a corridor. There's this perception that everybody is off. It's not the case at all. You have businesses that can be down 5%, 10, 20, 0. And in fact, some businesses actually grow during construction, believe it or not.
How can that happen?
Well, because they prepare. They prepare and they do a lot of things in preparation for it. There were a couple businesses along 4th Avenue that invested heavily within their businesses, did major remodels on their businesses. And again, because we signed confidentiality agreements with the businesses, I can't disclose who they are, but you could probably figure it out. They've invested substantially within their organization and did complete remodels of their physical properties. And as a result, what they saw was an increase in sales that came as a result of their investment. And they did that and timed it during the construction. So they knew that there was going to be a downturn. So by timing it and getting their dust going while the dust was happening out in front of their business, that was helpful. But in the end, they actually saw substantial increases in their business as a result of those investments. So those are rare. They don't happen. Most of the time, average business is usually down somewhere in the 15 to 20% range. But again, that is the average. So there are people that can be down 30, 40%. And we know the reasons why, 22 different reasons why, and we allocate our hours accordingly.
Along Grant, there's going to be residential and commercial properties along that five-mile corridor that will be demolished. I mean, there'll be, what, several hundred, right?
I think the number that I would – and again, you'd want to have the real estate professionals on here, but I think there's – several hundred properties that are touched in regards to an acquisition. That could be a foot or 10 feet or something like that. In terms of relocations, there's probably a good 100 or more that are a part of that corridor, both residential and commercial properties associated with it. And so it is there, without a doubt, that is substantial. And the way they design the intersections minimize the number of relocations that would occur with the indirect lefts. They looked for ways to shoot the gap and shoot the road in different areas. They went through a context-sensitive design process that took almost 5 years from start to finish. And again, some of that was designed around trying to minimize the number of impacts that would occur for both businesses and residents along those corridors.
Do you have a website that you would direct people to?
Yeah, it's mainstreetinfo.org, www.mainstreetinfo.org. And people can give me a call on our hotline. It's 838-4352, 8384352 anytime. Our team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, and our ombudsmen are out there in the trench making a difference every day, and they can call the hotline if they have any issues, concerns, or just questions about the program. Happy to talk to them.
Was Main Street a hybrid for Tucsoners when the RTA would put the program together that went before the voters? Was this something that had been done in other cities that had major projects?
Well, it's interesting. We did some analysis of that. I was on a task force and worked with trying to develop a business assistance program, because we knew we had lots of impacts that occurred on all the different projects. We actually just finished finding out about a study that looked at 33 other cities around the country. And the good news is the Main Street program, which is a combination of lots of things that worked in other communities, about 20 different things that we've rolled into our program, and we're still growing. We run it like a business. We still look at it as ways to improve and add new things and value and features. There are things that are always changing within our organization itself. But as a result, what we found is that of the 33 other cities around the country, we by far and away are miles ahead of what the other communities have done. And we're still looking at it. We're actually doing that now and still bringing things forward, finding more things to put in the tool chest. It's what we do isn't good enough. We want to do more. And so Tucson's on the cutting edge, and we get calls all the time from people looking for the how-tos to do that from around the country.
Okay, Britton Dornquist. And again, your website is?
www.mainstreetinfo.org.
Thanks a lot for being with us on the Buckmaster
Thank you,
Show.
Bill.
All right, coming up now on 12:16, we will be right back after we hear from the businesses who support the Buckmaster Show. And, of course, we ask that you support them. Thank you.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects and creating more than 2,500 jobs since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our midweek edition on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. I am Bill Buckmaster, and joining me on the Buckmaster Show live line is Kathy Arnold. Kathy is Vice President of Environmental and Regulatory Affairs for Rosemont Copper. For 7 years, Rosemont has been seeking the necessary permits to allow it to create an open-pit copper mine in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains. Kathy, how are you today?
I'm fine, Bill. How are you doing today?
Doing very well. Thank you for asking. Last week we had Ray Carroll and Randy Seriglio of the Center for Biological Diversity on the program, and basically they're saying this project in the Santa Ritas is just not acceptable because of a couple of issues, namely air and water quality. What do you say to Randy and Ray?
Well, they've been singing the same tune now for 7 years and really haven't wanted to talk to us about any of the compromises we've made, any of the improvements we've made. It's kind of getting to be just the same song, different day. So I don't really think I have anything that I can say to them. I think they're pretty entrenched in their position.
Well, let's talk about air quality. Will the air quality be considerably worse if Rosemont goes into operation? Will it be worse for the Tucson Valley?
Absolutely not. The federal government requires a certain level of protection at the fence line. That is the National Ambient Air Quality Standards, and we are under the National Ambient Air Quality Standards at the fence line. So we will not impact the air quality in Tucson.
What about the dust?
We're really not in the airshed to cause any dust problems for Tucson, especially. Wind doesn't blow towards Tucson. It actually blows away from Tucson. And we have requirements to control the dust so that you can't see any emissions at our property line.
790-2040, if you have any questions or comments for Kathy Arnold of Rosemont Copper. Kathy would be happy to take your call. Now, let's talk about the water quality. How about that issue?
Well, actually, the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality issued a permit that says that we will protect groundwater quality. And by protection, that means that we cannot degrade the groundwater around our property. So there is not going to be an impact to groundwater. So by law, we can't do that. So, again, it's just because you say that you think it could happen doesn't mean that it will happen. And we've got a lot of people that have studied this in the agencies and experts, and they all have moved forward with issuing these permits.
How about the picture that was taken of the jaguar that was was in the area of Rosemont, and some believe that that could hinder the process. What do you say to that?
No, that won't hinder the process. The jaguar has always been part of our assessment for the biology of the area, and basically we can't cause a species to become extinct because there's a male jaguar that roams the hill. So there won't be any impact on us, and we won't impact him.
Can you tell us where we are in the permitting process, Kathy Arnold?
Sure. We've gotten all of our state permits, and we are waiting for a certification from the state on some water quality pieces. But the last permit that we need is the Section 404 permit from the Army Corps of Engineers. And that permit will come out directly after the Record of Decision final EIS time frame. And the final EIS should be coming up fairly soon, I believe. So everything's kind of fallen into place. We're going to have a discussion with the Fish and Wildlife Service on their biological opinion here in this next week. And we're meeting with the tribes on the Section 106 consultation. So everything's moving forward.
The EIS is the Environmental Impact Statement, and
speak in acronyms.
I know
all day long.
You're thinking in acronyms, but the listeners perhaps didn't understand. But that's very important, and that should be coming out this summer. Is that your understanding?
That's my understanding. We're hoping, of course, for the first half of this year, second quarter. But that's in the hands of the Forest Service, so it's entirely their process. So I have no control over that. We can just hope.
Kathy, as you know, the opponents of Rosemont Mine have said that really the appeal that they have right now to the state, as far as the air quality permit, hinges on a couple of things. One of them being that Rosemont actually changed its production plans, so they believe that there should actually go through another permitting cycle. What do you say to them?
Well, it's a misunderstanding of how the process works. You actually permit what you know. And so what we know right now is that we have a process. We've got a plant site. We've got specific controls that the state required. And we have a processing rate. And that's what we've permitted. None of those things change. What changes is where the waste rock and tailings are deposited, and that adjustment requires a potentially minor amendment with the state permit. It's going to depend on what they say, and it depends on what the Forest Service chooses. If the Forest Service chooses one of the alternatives that matches exactly what we have permitted, then there's no adjustment necessary. If they choose something that's different, then we'll have to look at when we need to apply for that amendment. But most of the plans are exactly the same for the first 5 years, which is the permit only runs 5 years. And that is 5 years from the date it's issued. So as of this last January, we have 5 years from that date till we have to get a new permit. And so if our plan stays the same during that five-year period, we can actually wait and apply for the new permit to include the new alignments. So there is no change in the plant site. There's no change in the emissions. There's no change in the processing rates on almost all of the alternatives that we've permitted with the state for the five-year period.
Are you hiring right now?
Yes, we definitely are, actually. We've just got hired two new people in the last couple of weeks. I've got an offer out to someone that I'm hoping will start in another week or so, and we're looking all the time for the right people for our project.
Give me a prediction on when you think this thing will actually get going.
We're hoping to be in construction by fourth quarter of this year. So by the end of the year, we hope to have shovels in the ground and dirt moving to actually be building buildings and putting in wires and pipelines and all of those things. So we're looking forward to getting started.
What is the most compelling argument for Rosemont Copper?
I guess $701 million into the local economy on an annual basis. That's a huge compelling argument when you look around and know how much need there is in this community for jobs and for that kind of money just infused into the economy. 30% unemployment in the construction industry. 20% unemployment. I mean, the numbers are dropping, but it's still higher than the 9% or 8% that people say that the overall unemployment rate is. Construction industry needs the work. And so we've got work. It's $1.3 billion investment into the local area, and that's huge. I mean, we get excited over call center jobs, for goodness sakes, in this community.
Okay. Kathy, thank you very much for being on the program. Kathy Arnold.
No problem. Thanks for having me today, Bill.
You're welcome. Kathy Arnold's Vice President of Environmental and Regulatory Affairs for Rosemont Copper. And we have scheduled another one of our Rosemont debates, and that's coming up for Thursday, April the 18th. So we'll have another as Rosemont debate as we continue to follow this story. This is the Buckmaster Show on a Wednesday. Stay with us.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. At least five Supreme Court justices appear to have some concerns about the Federal Defense of Marriage Act and its provision that keeps same-sex married couples from getting the same federal benefits that go to other married couples. In the 2,700 pages of documents released today by Arizona authorities from the shooting of former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, some new details about the gunman provided by his parents. Almost a week after a baby was fatally shot in his stroller, police in coastal Georgia are now saying for the first time that they believe the child and his mother were victims of a random crime. Updating Wall Street, the Dow is down about 22 points, while the NASDAQ is trading 5 points higher. The S&P 500 index currently unchanged. More details at srnnews.com.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD. Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
My name is Chandler Warden from the Board of Trustees at the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum. I'd like to extend a personal invitation for you to attend a concert hosted by the Desert Museum and the Oasis Project, featuring the award-winning and internationally acclaimed John Jorgensen Quintet, live at the Desert Museum Friday, April 12th and Saturday, April 13th at 6 p.m. Considered one of the best living guitar players, John Jorgensen has played with artists from Johnny Cash to Luciano Pavarotti. These gypsy jazz jazz concerts will be recorded for a DVD and will feature the song you're hearing now, Sonora Spring, all to benefit the Desert Museum. To purchase tickets and find out more information, please visit oasisproject.desertmuseum.org or call 989-0901. That's oasisproject.desertmuseum.org.
Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. Making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. The impossible is possible. Biosphere 2 embraces the complexity about the future of the planet, developing and testing sustainability strategies essential for a better life. Become part of this center that is becoming the incredible new UA Biosphere 2. See why Time Life Books named it one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, an inspiring adventure for visitors with guided behind-the-scene tours. Open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
.12:36 now on the Buckmaster Show. Everybody's talking about the big game tomorrow, the first round of the Sweet 16. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line, the Buckmaster Show contributor on Wildcat Sports. He works for TucsonCitizen.com, and he is Anthony Jimeno. Anthony, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Bill.
Are you over in L.A. yet, or what?
No, I'll be going over tomorrow morning and plenty of time for this.
Do you like this matchup?
It's okay. It's not horrible. Yeah, I think either way, I think it's a big boy matchup, the kind you eventually can't avoid in the NCAA tournament. So, you know, Arizona by its seeding got a decent first round matchup last weekend, and through virtue of an upset got to face Harvard and not New Mexico, and both are really advantageous matchups for Arizona in that neither Belmont nor Harvard really have the size to do much against the Cats, especially when those outside shots weren't falling. But Ohio State's an entirely different animal. They're just a well-rounded and very hot team right now. They've won 10 games in a row, and included in that stretch is a win over Indiana, which has been number one for a large part of the year, and two wins over Michigan State. So, you know, I would think Ohio State's probably the slightly better team, but, you know, I bet a couple of years ago we were saying that about Duke and the Duke versus Arizona Sweet 16 matchup, and we remember how that turned out.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of people, Anthony, have looked at those first two games, those first two rounds for the Cats as kind of a gift. And you never know whether you're a better team in the tournament time, whether you're taken to the end of the game, or whether you can kind of get gelling, as a lot of people say the Cats are really starting to gel. And maybe they needed those first two kind of, I don't want to call them cream puffs, but lesser opponents, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I think the whole NCAA tournament experience, in a way, has been a gift for Arizona. And I wrote about this last week. I mean, starting with their last shot against UCLA when they lost in the Pac-12 tournament. Well, it just so happens on that play, UCLA's Jordan Adams landed as he tried to jump to defend against Solomon Hill and broke his foot. Well, that means UCLA lost the next game in the Pac-12 final against Oregon. It means they got punished in the seeding when it came time to make the bracket for the NCAA tournament. And that resulted in Arizona being the one team from the Pac-12 that got geographically protected. They got to stay in the West. They got to play in Salt Lake City and then move on to L.A. And all that has worked in Arizona's favor. I'm not sure they deserved it at the time. And you're right in saying that, yeah, okay, these first two opponents weren't the true test of an NCAA tournament. But on the other hand, Arizona dealt with them, those games, very maturely. They were, they didn't take them lightly. They came out and just absolutely landed the first punch against both of those teams and never let that underdog felt like it had the chance to pull off the upset. So I think if we're just going by what we see, I think we can make the case that Arizona is playing as well, if not better, than it has all year, which is, you know, about all you can ask right now. Whether they win or lose tomorrow, we can say that, you know, I'm fairly confident in saying that Arizona is going to go down playing its best ball.
Our mutual friend, Mike Gabrielson, Gabe, former talk show host, very popular here in Tucson, made a prediction on my Buckmaster Show Facebook page. He likes Ohio State by 12 points, and I thought that was really a bit out there. I just see this game as being within 5 or 6 points. Would you agree with that?
That sounds about right. And when you talk about a 5 or 6 point game, that's a game that comes down to the final 2 minutes, and then, you know, one team hits a shot, one team doesn't. One team makes a steal, one team grabs a loose ball. There may be a bunch of free throws in the final 15 seconds. I see this, as we saw so many Arizona games this year, coming down to the final couple minutes. And, you know, maybe Mark Lyons will make a play again for Arizona. Maybe Aaron Kraft will make a play for Ohio State like he did on Sunday against Iowa State to win that game. But yeah, I see it close, and you know, it may be one of those cases where you're flipping a coin at the end to see who wins.
Well, I'll talk a little bit about spring football. How do the Cats look to you so far out at the spring games?
Well, the team has had one scrimmage that was open to the media so far, and I happened to be in Salt Lake City for that. But I did talk to Rich Rodriguez earlier this week on Monday, and he was not in a good mood. He was kind of funny about it, but he often spends a lot of time after practice with the team gathered around him and him at the top of his voice. So that's not unusual. But the decibels seemed to be a little higher and his talk a little longer on Monday. So I suspect, as they're now a little bit halfway through spring practice, that, you know, it's becoming a little bit of a grind. The players may not have the same kind of energy. And, you know, he's Rich has very high standards, and he doesn't tolerate very well when the team falls short of that. So the big questions we won't get answered to the fall. And really the number one question is who plays quarterback. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to know that for, you know, until pretty close to the start of the season.
Anthony Jimeno with us from TucsonCitizen.com. Anthony writes, he's very prolific on it. He must post 10 times a day on TucsonCitizen.com. He certainly earns his money from our friend Mark Evans, who is the administrator there at TucsonCitizen.com. Anthony, good luck with coverage of the games. We'll look for your reports on TucsonCitizen.com. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay, Anthony Jimeno with us on The Buckmaster Show, and with me next after the break, an Ohio State alum who is sitting here enjoying the interview, but we know where she will be rooting, for whom she will be rooting tomorrow for those Buckeyes. But that's next with Mary Freeman. Stay with us.
Westin La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million resort rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and soon a new pool area and enhanced fine dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Since 2006, the RTA has completed more than 500 projects, including 180 miles of bikeways and more than 50 bus pullouts. Current projects include La Cañada from Ina to River and the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars have created more than 2,500 road construction jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Why should you fly at a TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business Internet and phone for only $95 per month. switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We want to urge you to visit Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, one of our sponsors on the Buckmaster Show. We like to send people over to Silver City. It's only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. It's a historic area. It's one of America's top arts communities, and it's a nice getaway. You know, it's about a mile high elevation. Lots to do over there. There's the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument, and on and on and on. A lot of very nice places to stay, including Bear Mountain Lodge and Casitas de Gila guest houses and Little Toad Creek Inn, just to name a few. All of the places to stay, and there's more than a dozen, are listed at southwestnewmexico.org, and we urge you to check that out. April is National Greyhound Adoption Month. Joining me on the Buckmaster Show, Mary Freeman, Volunteer Advisory Board Chairman, Southern Arizona Greyhound Adoption. Mary is an Ohio State alum, and we won't hold that against her, but she was very interested to hear what Anthony Gimeno says, and that's going to be a good game tomorrow, I think,
Mary. Yes, it will be a great game.
How'd you get involved with greyhounds?
Well, it happened about 13 years ago. I was actually doing an art show up in Prescott, and my partner started looking around the grounds as I was doing my art show, and lo and behold, Greyhound Rescue was there, and next thing we were overlooking at him, we came back to Tucson and said, we'll start volunteering and see if greyhounds are something that we could have. We thought we never could because we had cats, but that didn't turn out to be true. Long story short, we are volunteering. We kept on for years. Of course, we kept on for years, but in about 3 weeks, we had a dog in our home.
They're really great pets, gentle animals, get along, as you say, with if you happen to have a cat in the house, they'll get along with the cats. Kids, I mean, they're good animals.
Well, very good. Generally, most greyhounds will get along with medium to large-sized dogs, and we find out about three-quarters of them can do fine with small dogs, about a little more than half probably with cats, because, again, they have a prey drive. That's what they've been, you know, they're,
oh, yes,
by nature they've taught to chase things, and some of them just can't get past that. But a lot of them do well with cats, and we've always had that situation. Children, we generally say children, respectful children about 8 years old and up are really good for greyhounds. We have adopters that have younger children. But if people want a rough and tumble dog or want a dog that is going to be real interactive with the kids, that's greyhound's probably not the right dog for you.
Now, are these greyhounds that have had a history of racing?
Yes, all of our dogs, or most of our dogs, come from Tucson Greyhound Park. We've gotten some in from Caliente, sometimes from Greyhound Farms or the breeders themselves. But most of them have been. Some of them, though, they go on the track when they're about a year and a half old. And if they're good at racing, they may not come off till they're about five. Typically, we get dogs about 2.5 to 3.5 years old, so they've had different lengths of racing careers. The particular dog we have now, Casey, he just couldn't see the idea of racing. He flunked out right away.
But Casey's available?
No, Casey's our dog.
Oh, your dog.
Our adopted dog,
okay,
yeah.
We don't want to give up
No,
give
he
up
wouldn't
your
like that.
April is National Greyhound Adoption Month, and you have a long list of activities. And if our listeners miss some of these activities, which you're going to quickly go through, your website, SA, which stands for Southern Arizona, greyhoundadoption.org, will have all the lists of all these activities. But it kicks off here real soon, doesn't it?
It does. In fact, the mayor has already given us a proclamation, which he did last year, denoting April as Greyhound Adoption Month in Tucson. And actually, the kickoff event is connected with Equine Voices this Saturday.
April. I like that organization.
It is a great
lot.
Organization. We've partnered with them a lot, and they are doing a very special horse event at Brandy Fenton Park on Saturday, and we're going to have dogs there at that particular event. Then we move into the next week. We've got more things planned, a Greyhound kind of mini blitz walk down with Antigone Bookstore. We're partnering with many different businesses in the community. Then we're doing a wine tasting at Catavinos Wine Shop over on Alvernon on Sunday the 7th from 4 to 6 p.m. And that's going to be a great event, animal-themed wines. And we're going to have nice raffles there, and including a Kindle Paperwhite if somebody likes that. We're going to be doing things with Pima Air Museum. We're going to be doing a program over there. We'll have a remembrance ceremony for greyhounds that have passed over the Rainbow Bridge. We're even going to be involved with the Tucson Earth Day Festival this year. And then we actually wind up the month with ice cream social for our volunteers and adopters and people that might be interested in greyhounds over at Brandy Fenton.
So, how has your organization grown?
Our organization, we've only been in existence a year, actually.
Is that all?
That's all. But
There are other chapters, I think.
Not other chapters. There's other organizations in town.
Oh, other? Okay. But I was thinking maybe up in Phoenix they had something
there,
like
there's
this.
Some other groups up in Phoenix.
All right.
Our particular group has only been a year, but we are the largest and most experienced greyhound adoption group in southern Arizona. Most of our adopters and volunteers were a long time with other greyhound organizations in this community. So we have a very experienced base of people.
We're looking at your website right now, which is really nice. Rose, scroll up there to the top because you've got all of the – well, quite a few of the dogs.
Right.
There's a wonderful – and they've got little pictures and their birth date. I like that. Cats with a question mark. And after the dog fancy, it says yes, small
yes.
dogs, yes. So you really break this down. Then you have a little bio about the animals. So is there a transition period? You know, one minute they're racing, the next minute they're in a home. What's that like for the animal?
Well, greyhounds are very fast learners, fortunately. What we do when we get them off the track, we actually rent kennel space up in Marana, and we get the greyhounds in there, and they're there for a couple weeks. We're sort of evaluating them and get them in for their neuter spay surgeries, and then we like to get them into foster homes. And so they can learn about home living, because you consider this is a dog that's had a track life its entire existence. So they need to learn about stairs and sliding glass doors and swimming pools and being in cars and just home living. And they're very quick learners, which is good.
Yeah.
And they transition. And we often tell adopters, the dog you get will not be the dog you have in 6 months or a year, because they just keep emerging and just blooming, and it's wonderful to watch the personalities and changes that happen for these dogs.
Do these dogs need a lot of space?
No, they don't, really. The most common myth about greyhounds is that because they're fast, they need just inordinate amounts of exercise. If a greyhound can get a 15-20 minute walk once or twice a day, they're usually happy as larks. And once in a while, if you can get them into an enclosed off-leash area to run, they're happy with that. But, you know, we've even had people that have had them in apartments. They're very quiet dogs, for one thing. They're not typically barkers or anything, so that really helps.
How about donations?
Donations are always important to our organization.
Because your organization is all volunteer run.
Right, all volunteer, 501c3 nonprofit. And donations are very important, especially in light of, like, we've taken in a couple dogs in the last few months that have had broken legs that have come from the track and had to have very expensive surgeries done, the cost of $3,000 to $4,000. So that's a big deal for us. We really really like donations. We like volunteers, too. That's another thing people can do, getting on our website, especially things like foster homes are really important for the dogs so they can learn about home living before they go into their forever home. And then people like that work hands-on with the dogs also can go up to our Marana kennel and actually do turnout with the dogs up there, where they get to socialize the dogs and clean the kennels and do that sort of thing.
Is there a had a question from a listener who did not want to go on the air, wondering whether the dogs have a detox period because they are, I don't know, are they given when they're racing any kind of drugs or?
Well, there's a lot of controversy about
yeah.
that. And, of course, in Tucson it was supposed to have been outlawed, and we don't know for sure that as far as we're taking the word that it has been. But dogs were given steroids, injections and stuff to keep females from going into heat while they're racing.
So I just wondered, maybe is there any kind of a detox for the
Well,
animal?
I don't know about detox. Yeah. I think it's just getting them used to new diets and new home situations. And that's the main thing that we're looking at, you know, and getting into a whole new routine than the life they've had at the track, you know.
You said this is a new organization. Was this your idea to start this?
No, there was a whole group of us that had been involved with another greyhound rescue group here that decided that we needed to go in a new direction, and that's when Southern Arizona Greyhound Adoption came about.
If someone would like to foster an animal, how do they go about that?
Again, get to our website, www.sagreyhoundadoption.org, and there's an application there to fill out for fostering or for donating or volunteering in any way. And like us on Facebook. You can get to our Facebook page there also. That would really be a help.
Well, congratulations. You all doing very good work, and it's a very impressive website. I urge all of our listeners to take a look, and you've obviously thought this out very carefully, and all your activities coming up for National Adopt a Greyhound Month in April are all listed also on the website. Mary Freeman, thank you very much for being with us.
And thank you, Bill, for having me.
Coming up now on 1259 on the Buckmaster Show, all of our in-studio guests here on the Buckmaster Show are provided with a bottle of Culligan water. All of our guests like it. We like it. And who wouldn't like it? It's good water. It just simply tastes better. Culligan has such a wide variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. We thank Culligan for being a supporter of the Buckmaster Show. Coming up this afternoon, John C. Scott, the Dean of Local Talk. He'll be on from 3 to 5 this afternoon, John's show. And coming up tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. The Buckmaster Show will be back with you tomorrow. And again, we have a full lineup on the show tomorrow. We have Tucson City Councilwoman Karen Ulick will join us. We'll get a legislative update from State Senator Dave Bradley, and Tom Collier will be along, our consumer affairs contributor to the Buckmaster Show. All of our contributors, it's an impressive list, listed at buckmastershow.com. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.